want me to report what he says about he who must not be named?"
Rita asked Hermione in a hushed voice.
"Yes, I do," said Hermione. "The true story, all the facts, exactly as Harry reports them. He'll give you all the details. He'll tell you the names of the undiscovered Death Eaters he saw there. He'll tell you what Voldemort looks like now. Oh, get a grip on yourself,"
she added contemptuously, throwing a napkin across the table, for at the sound of Voldemort's name, Rita had jumped so badly that she had slopped half her glass of fire whiskey down herself. Rita blotted the front of her grubby raincoat, still staring at Hermione. Then she said baldly,
"The Prophet wouldn't print it. In case you haven't noticed, nobody believes his cock and bull story. Everyone thinks he's delusional. Now, if you'll let me write the story from that angle..."
"We don't need another story about how Harry's lost his marbles," said Hermione angrily. "We've had plenty of those already, thank you. I want him given the opportunity to tell the truth."
"There's no market for a story like that," said Rita coldly.
"You mean the Prophet won't print it because Fudge won't let them," said Hermione irritably. Rita gave Hermione a long, hard look. Then, leaning forward across the table toward her, she said, in a businesslike tone,
"All right, Fudge is leaning on the Prophet, but it comes to the same thing. They won't print a story that shows Harry in a good light. Nobody wants to read it. It's against the public mood. This last Azkaban breakout has got people quite worried enough. People just don't want to believe you-know-who's back."
"So the Daily Prophet exists to tell people what they want to hear, does it?" said Hermione scathingly. Rita sat up straight again, her eyebrows raised, and drained her glass of fire whiskey.
"The Prophet exists to sell itself, you silly girl," she said coldly. "My dad thinks it's an awful paper," said Luna, chipping into the conversation unexpectedly.
Sucking on her cocktail onion, she gazed at Rita with her enormous, protuberant, slightly mad eyes.
"He publishes important stories that he thinks the public needs to know. He doesn't care about making money."
Rita looked disparagingly at Luna.
"I'm guessing your father runs some stupid little village newsletter," she said. 25 ways to mingle with muggles and the dates of the next Bring and Fly sale."
"No," said Luna, dipping her onion back into her gilly water.
"He's the editor of The Quibbler."
Rita snorted so loudly that people at a nearby table looked around in alarm.
"Important stories he thinks the public needs to know," she said witheringly. "I could manure my garden with the contents of that rag."
"Well, this is your chance to raise the tone of it a bit, isn't it?" said Hermione pleasantly.
"Luna says her father's quite happy to take Harry's interview. That's who'll be publishing it."
Rita stared at them both for a moment and then let out a great whoop of laughter.
"The Quibbler," she said, cackling. "You think people would take him seriously if he's published in The Quibbler?"
"Some people won't," said Hermione in a level voice.
"But the Daily Prophet's version of the Azkaban breakout had some gaping holes in it. I think a lot of people will be wondering whether there isn't a better explanation of what happened, and if there's an alternative story available, even if it is published in a..."
She glanced sideways at Luna.
"In a, well, an unusual magazine. I think they might be rather keen to read it."
Rita did not say anything for a while, but eyed Hermione shrewdly, her head a little to one side.
"All right, let's say for a moment I'll do it," she said abruptly. "What kind of fee am I going to get?" "I don't think Daddy exactly pays people to write for the magazine," said Luna dreamily. "They do it because it's an honour, and, of course, to see their names in print."
Rita Skeeter looked as though the taste of stink sap was strong in her mouth again as she rounded on Hermione.
"I'm supposed to do this for free?" "Well, yes," said Hermione calmly, taking a sip of her drink. "Otherwise, as you very well know, I will inform the authorities that you are an unregistered animagus. Of course, the Prophet might give you rather a lot for an insider's account of life in Azkaban."
Rita looked as though she would have liked nothing better than to seize the paper umbrella sticking out of Hermione's drink and thrust it up her nose.
"I don't suppose I've got any choice, have I?"
said Rita, her voice shaking slightly. She opened her crocodile bag once more, withdrew a piece of parchment, and raised her quick quotes quill.
"Daddy will be pleased," said Luna brightly. A muscle twitched in Rita's jaw. "Okay, Harry," said Hermione, turning to him. "Ready to tell the public the truth?"
"I suppose," said Harry, watching Rita balancing the quick quotes quill at the ready on the parchment between them.
"Fire away then, Rita," said Hermione serenely, fishing a cherry out of the bottom of her glass.